Welcome to Rage You Nerds. I am Mr. Cack, and I am joined on this lovely Friday by my brother Jared, our friend TJ, and we are the Nerds, and this is Rage You Nerds. So, boys, this has been an interesting week in terms of nerddom stuff. There was both not a lot, and yet some fine nuggets of gold out there. So we are going to discuss some of that here in a bit, but how you boys doing? You guys enjoying 2022? It's the era of Tom Cruise, man. Dude has now made his highest grossing movie ever, thanks to Top Gun Maverick. So I just want to say, did we maybe give him too little credit? Could we have been wrong? Oh, wait, hold on. What happened? Where are you? Why aren't you boys making noises? Why aren't you the boys making the noise?
Hello, can you hear me? I'm making a bunch of noise, but why is the rum gone? That was my Jack Sparrow thing. Thank you so much. And F you, Amber Heard. What? We good?
We are. Try speak again.
Okay,
hold on. Hold on. One check.
Mike.
Oh my gosh, we're good. We're beautiful again. All right, so boys, Jared, you were saying something about Tom Cruise. Sorry, you were muted because of reasons unknown.
Well, it sucks that you cut me so short when I was talking about Tom Cruise. But, you know, there's something about Tom Cruise. It's a little thing that I like, and that is he is just, regardless of what you think of the man, he does his own stunts, little stunts sometimes. But he does his own stunts, and he can fly a jet. And a lot of these scenes in this movie were him in a jet. I don't know if he was flying. Probably not. But he can. So, you know, there's some people on the internet that think we're kind of harsh to the guy. A little harsh. Because we may talk about Tom Cruise in an unsettling way. But nothing about his belief in Scientology. His little belief in Scientology. Nothing about how profoundly small he is in the realm of Aquaman movies. He's never been in an Aquaman movie. Small role, one time, 1933. I just want to watch Top Gun without the internet trolls. But I know we're going to get trolls. We're going to get trolls, and trolls are going to be trolls. And Brett Favre's the Brett Favre of Brett Favre-ness. All right, there you go. TJ?
I'm going to keep my answer very short. I'm going to say that I think we underestimated him just a little.
Beautiful voice.
How much? How much, CJ? Like, how little? How little? Just a short bit? Just a little.
That's one right there is going to kill on the audio podcast.
Well, hey, you know, TJ makes a small comparison.
Show a unit of measurement in audio format.
For those of you who know, Tom Cruise is exactly one smoot tall. Google a smoot.
Yep. Google Dwight Schrute. Dwight K. Schrute. Welcome back, us. TJ has been now technical difficulty.
Oh my god, did TJ die?
Maybe. But now he's replaced by the Simpsons dog. But yeah, so let's do us abbreviated version, because some of these topics just aren't as fun without TJ.
TJ's like, what we going on?
But what we can talk about, and something that I think we can express enough opinions without our fallen TJ, is this one. Chris Hemsworth has said that he was afraid Ghostbusters 2016 Answer the Call was going to kill his career. And need I remind the jury and the judge and those before us in this esteemed place that he was already cast as Thor in the MCU and had been in Thor movies, and he still thought, oh crap, that movie is going to ruin my career. My goodness. So it didn't, but Jared, was that a legit, like, your take, what is your opinion on Chris Hemsworth's fear that the backlash, the result of Ghostbusters Answer the Call could possibly financially ruin him.
So I feel like if he was a main character, possibly, but the fact that he was like Janine, basically, I feel like that worked his favor. It was more of like a comic relief kind of thing. Like, he was brought in because it was all about woman power and all this, women Ghostbusters, and a man's a secretary. And who can we emasculate the most to be the man secretary? Thor! Of course! It makes perfect sense. And of course, Chris Hemsworth, just another acting role, he's like, yes, I'll do it because I'm Thor, or whatever he said. I think that was a huge advantage to him. If they would have done this any other way, I'm actually not even going to say that. If, choose my words carefully here as not to offend the feminists. It wasn't his fault. How about that? How about that? It wasn't the man's fault. Yeah, you know what? I don't care. I'm going with that. It wasn't the man's fault that the movie was crap. I'm just saying it. I'm throwing it out there. You brought Chris Hemsworth. You brought Thor in as a comic relief to help, I don't want to say save the day, but like help the day, and it couldn't even do that. And not only could it not even do that, he went on to make movies as Thor, and they were wildly popular.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, so listen, I think some of this is hyperbole to just how poorly received that movie was, right? Because clearly it didn't ruin his career. But I'll agree with you. It's not his fault, but maybe the way I should word it is this. His character was actually enjoyable. For as dumb as the character was, and for how much I hated the dance routine,
the best part of the movie,
he was actually really good. I liked Kevin. Kevin was like the stupid fun because that's what his character was intended. Now, what upsets me is that you made everyone stupid fun, and that's where we get some issues with how I felt the story went and the dance routine. And I'll never forgive you for the dance routine and the dance routine, and you know, Kevin. Feig, Feige.
Or Trailer Park Ghostbusters go around the outside. Around the outside.
What do you say, TJ?
Well, I didn't think I didn't think it was the best movie in the world.
I don't know why I keep wanting to.
You almost give him like a pseudo Buffalo Bob right, thing.
Give him Wild Bill.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Let's try one.
Now we're kind of going with like a pseudo Jimmy Stewart locks women up thing. Okay, you put the lotion in the basket, Clarence. Clarence.
You want to do Clarence? You want to do TJ Jimmy Stewart?
There you go.
Wow, I thought it was hyperbole, you know. Like, there's no doubt here if the angel gets his wings. the fact that Chris Hemsworth comes in here, you say, and he's Thor, he's the God of Thunder, and that.
So I'll give Chris Hemsworth this. If he thought, okay, if his rationalization was, it's me going into a purely comedic role, and he's not known for that, and that could have backfired horrifically on him, I do agree. But then, Thor Ragnarok comes out, and you see that Chris Hemsworth is a legitimately hilarious, hilarious actor. His Thor in Thor Ragnarok, and ever since that point, has always been a highlight. When I can tell you that Thor was a bore before that point. I didn't like the first Thor. It was all right. I really fell asleep during the second Thor. His role in the Avengers, he was just too straight-laced. Tony Stark ate up all of the scenery when he could, and Thor was just too straight-laced. I'm from Asgard. I must be super serious. And then even Captain America's like, I understand references. And it's like, everyone's having fun except for Thor, and I don't want him on the screen anymore. I hate that all of that kind of pseudo-rhymed, but just deal with it.
Well, you know, that's what I think was so good about Ragnarok, is it kind of set up that playfulness, but yet still serious. And then we go to you know, Infinity War, and then Endgame. Infinity War kind of like it was weird because like you were used to that playfulness of Thor from Ragnarok in Infinity War, and it would like when it went down. I don't want to say spoiler, but I haven't seen it by now. Jesus, you know.
So yeah, I'm no, the, I'm the last it's fair. It's fair.
I'm the
it's
last.
It's fair game
there.
To spoil.
Yeah, but like when everything went down, you should have went for the head, and then we go back into Endgame. It's kind of like the fact, like you go from comedic relief, funny, haha, superhero god to beer belly failure. He even did that well, and it's still funny, but like. When you watch it, you're like, come on, Thor. You know, it's like you're kind of cheering for him, you know? And his Asgardians that are kind of like, I don't know what they're called. I can't remember what they're called, but they're like his minions that are there with him. Like, oh, hello. Yes, Thor is unresponsive right now because he's drinking too much beer. The rock guy and the, you know.
So that's Korg. That's Korg. And, Korg. Oh, gosh. What's his name? Meek?
Meek, Korg and Meek, yeah. But like, even when
Meek's dead,
Meek's from gone. Thor Ragnarok. Yeah, Meek's gone. But like, even when Meek's it gets dead. To like, even when it gets to like, when they get to the Guardians of the Galaxy, oh, tree, you know, rabbit, it's total unbridled disregard of I don't give an F.
We all know who the true leader is, right?
Right.
Right, we do.
You right.
Right, we yeah. do. Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth need more screen time together, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful it seems like we're going to get that for a brief moment. It's not going to be the full movie, but for at least a brief moment in Thor Love and Thunder, we're going to get more Chris-on-Chris action.
And so both of those guys... They know they're very, very, very good actors, and they know how to play off one another. But that's not the best part. They know how to, like, actors can influence a director. You know, actors can say, like, my character would have done this. And a director may say, well, we had you wrote for this. And the actor goes, no, my fans want this. And it especially with those two characters. Like, those two guys right now could walk into a room and write any movie they wanted to, have it explicitly their way, and I think people would love it. It would be like, Star-Lord and Thor, read a book. Well, people would go to the theater to watch that movie. I would.
But there's a subsection. We got it. There's a subsection of the Twitter community that wants Chris Pratt's head.
Of course, because, you know, he went to church. He went to church. So, like, because he goes to church, he can't be Star-Lord. There's only one Lord or whatever. I don't know what they're...
Take me to church!
In your head! In your head!
In your head! Zombie! Zombie!
That's one thing I've... That's one thing that has blown my mind. Because, like, I don't know about... Hemsworth, but like I'm a fan of Pratt, and I follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And like, regardless of what he actually in roles, like this is, you know, like he posts pictures of him and his son going, you know, fishing. Like he's a, and again, I'm not saying they're not all that or some degree that, but like I don't understand all this hate comes to him because like he was like, I go to church and I love Jesus, man, and they're like. Like people lost their minds over that, and I don't get it. Like there's never been a role he's been like he's even been in. Like I mean, okay, all right. So, Band of Brothers. He was Neil McDonough. Is it Neil? Yeah, he was in.
Sure,
Band of
I don't
Brothers.
Remember names. I don't remember people's names.
But anyway, all right, that guy. Like this guy is a devout Catholic. He still swears up a storm. He still does that because he's like, it's acting. It's all acting. And they're like, hey, why don't you kiss this girl? He's like, no, I can't do that. I'm married. Chris Pratt's married. He kissed Jennifer Lawrence in space upside down in a swimming pool. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyways. But like you look at Neil and what he does and where his spiritual convictions lie. And he's like, yeah, I'll do all that. I'll do that. I'll cuss. I'll stab people. I'll do all this. We want you to kiss another woman. He's like, whoa, hang on. I'm married. And then Pratt is like, yeah, I'll do all that, and I'll even kiss another woman because I'm acting. And I'm not saying anything bad about Pratt or Neil McDonough. I'm just saying that's their beliefs. But like Chris Pratt is like not even, I don't understand the hate. He's like, hey, it was like everything was good. It's like, and people, it's like, oh, he makes the great this, makes the great. And he put a post on Instagram one day. He's like, hey, I want to go to church. I love Jesus. And they're like, you racist scumbag hating woman. They turned into Smeagol. I don't get it. And I'm not, I'm not defending pushing away anything. It's like, go ahead.
So I was going to say, just to clarify, not to take away from your convictions on this, the issue stems from something, I think maybe the pastor of the church or the church itself, a viewpoint, which that's what bothers me. Like, listen, there's so much to hate people on that actually do and say stuff. Chris Pratt hasn't done anything. Chris Pratt hasn't said anything about anyone, right? Like, I don't know, like, if, like, we're in a country, like, all right, if my state representative says something, am I now responsible because I did or didn't vote for them? It gets to a point where we've gotten so fucking anal. Fucking anal.
I'm writing it down.
Hey, wait a minute. Watch this. DJ! I'm
back. And I heard that F-bomb.
I is a drunken hooligan here tonight, and the only one who has not an F-ball. Okay.
Just so wait till the accent rants. Just wait.
What's the current topic?
So it started with Chris Hemsworth was fearful that that Ghostbusters Answer the Call was going to kill his career. So I was trying to avoid topics that I felt like would do more justice if all three of us were here. So I pulled this one out of the ether, but we quickly spiraled into Chris Pratt and a subsection of Twitter hating him because the church he attends has said, or someone within the church, or the beliefs, and yeah, that thing.
Well, to go on the Hemsworth thing, I think he was one of the best parts of the movie, you know? Mm-hmm. So if his career's dead after that, obviously he hasn't seen Thor.
It's a Thor subject, you would say. all right, let's move on. So now TJ's here. I agree. I agree with the passion of where you were going, Jared. I don't see why you hate. Whatever. I don't see why you hate.
Well, I mean, it's excuse me. Sorry, choked on a pork rind. It's not that there's no hate here with me. I just don't understand why what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Like, if somebody does it and it's bad, and somebody else does it and it's like, he's this famous person, I guess it's all right. I just don't. Why do we get mad at a subculture and not get mad at the other subculture? You know, it's just, for me, it's weird. And I don't care, because I will throw down on Rage You Nerds. I will be like, nerd, that guy, he's a effing, still less than Cag and TJ. But I will throw down, you know, like, I'm passionate about things. But, like, I try to love everyone and try to see their point of view and try to put that out there. And I just don't see how, like, some haters will be like, we can do this with, like, it's fine. And then Chris Pratt does the same thing, but he went to church and the pastor is, like, he's got kids and a wife, and like his wife would come on, Chris, let's go to church. I'm not saying that's what happened, and I'm not saying his wife sounds like that, but like, you know, it's like he's a godly fearing person. He goes to church. It's all on Instagram. He's like he loves Jesus. Okay, he does. Whether you do or not is irrelevant, because he chooses, and nobody would care about this had it not been for that pastor and some things he said. That I guess that's my point. If he went to, you know, let's think of, you know, Bowling Green, Kentucky, First Baptist Church of God. Nobody would have cared. Nobody would have said a damn thing about which church Chris Pratt went to, because he went to one church in Texas, I think, where the pastor was like, oh, he said some things. It's like, well, Chris Pratt went there. Ah, like, I don't understand that. I mean, I understand a little bit from the point of like where we are. This is rabbit trail. I'm going to quit. I think you two know where I'm at, and we can do a show sometime on this, because like, I don't feel like I'm being political on this. It's not a political thing. I don't understand how this is okay. The same thing is not okay. I don't get it because of person.
Yeah, I also don't understand why Sasha Banks has been released from the WWE and Vince McMahon is under misconduct allegations and $3 million hush money? Oh boy. WWE in shambles, TJ?
So I've been hearing a lot about this lately, and yeah, it kind of sounds like it. Okay, so Sasha Banks, has she actually been released? Has that been official? Because
nobody knows. Well, because last I heard, just left.
Because last I heard is that there were lawyers talking about it potentially, but then nobody said anything. Nobody's, you know, it's if she has, like, if she finally got out of there and that's what she wanted, good for her. Because if you think about it, like, the WWE is one of those places where, unlike any other job, if you're unhappy with the job, you can quit and go somewhere else. WWE is not like that. You can't just quit. You sign a contract, right? And apparently you sign your life away in these contracts. So, you know, they say, oh, well, you're an independent contractor. Well, if you're an independent contractor, then why does the company that you're an independent contractor for have the right to extend your contract if you get injured or decide to take some time off? You know, why do they have the right to not use you and then sit there and basically hold you hostage for however many years before, you know, letting you go? I mean, it's the whole contract system in WWE is just fishy to begin with. But if that's something that she wanted and she's finally got, and how, you know, she got it is just having to walk out, then, you know, more power to her. Good for her. Vince McMahon, on the other hand, who didn't see this coming?
I mean, it was basically a storyline back in the early 2000s, him being sexually misconducty with employees. Jared, is it a big deal that Vince McMahon has stepped down as CEO of WWE?
Maybe. I feel like there's a lot of things that may or may not come out. And at the end, I mean, how old's Vince now? 7,800 years old. He's
70. I think it's like 78. I think you're right. Like, right, yeah. On before you went to the 100 millions. But yeah.
Well, I mean, I had to make him feel like a vampire.
Thought he was like 104.
He's 178. Anyways, but like, yeah, 78 years old, Vince, and he's in good shape for 78, right? But like, I mean, even at 78, like, at what point, you know, you can, Vince is being forced out, but he's 78 years old. Who's to say Vince didn't say, you know what? Well, that was the guy from Black, bending back again. I can't,
yeah, you
do
keep
it, Vince.
Going back to that.
You know what? I think I'm tired.
that would be Vince.
Hang on. All right, let me try this.
Nope. Yep.
Welcome everyone to, I need a city in Delaware.
They're in Minnesota. They're in Minnesota.
Madison Square Garden. This is the King of the Ring. I'm Vince McMahon, aside JR, and I am retiring. Like, Vince, he yelled his whole career. I'd be tired too, man. But like, 78 years old, I mean, even in good health, at what point do you say, like, I want to go sit in my recliner and watch TV? Maybe a ball game. The Price is Right. Drew Carey with his crop top haircut. Studley Marine looking dude. But like, at what point, like, and Vince, ever the showman, has got to make it about something else than him. It's like, Vince is being ousted. Vince is this. He broke his leg. He got killed in Nam. Whatever. Like, Vince is always going to be theatrical because that's what Vince does. And it's worked for so long. He just does a good... I just think he's like, all right, I'm done. I want to go sit in my recliner and play with my kids, you know, or my grandchildren.
Stephanie, Shane, you're 80 years old. Come over here, sit on Papa's lap. So Stephanie, okay, so
Shane,
we were wrong.
Come here.
He is a ripe old age. of 76 years old. So not 78. Okay, right. So for the internet, who's going to correct us later, we are correcting it for us first. He is 76. So thank Jared, you, I think the point is it's not so much that he's wanting to retire, is apparently, what is it? He hired a woman as a paralegal, began an affair with her, gave her a pay raise, and then basically paid her $3 million in hush money after...
Of his own money, not WWE funds.
But after passing her off like a toy to John Laurinaitis. And so now there's a lot of, you know, was this $100,000 a year pay raise part of the hush money kind of thing? And if it is, then obviously there's like ethic violations and all sorts of violations there, to where he basically was voted out by the board of directors as the CEO. So like, this is more of a, would you call it a sex scandal?
Yeah, like, I think sex scandal's a good term.
So the, I mean, that's basically
what would you call it?
Yeah, I'd call it a sex scandal. I mean, that's, I just don't know if that's what other people would call it. So,
scandal.
But, you know, like I said, it doesn't surprise me, given that, you know, I think it was well documented that he had an affair with Sable while she was there. She was sexual favors in order to get a big push in her career.
Is that why Mark Marrow killed himself?
Probably. If he did, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't think he did. I think Mark Marrow's still alive, but I mean, they're saying it's like not the only time it's happened, that there's been several hush money deals like this and several other instances that have happened. So there's a lot of things at play that aren't really out there right now that we don't know 100% about. But essentially what happens is now is the owner, person who has owned and ran this WWE for so long is being forced out because of this as the CEO. Now, he's still going to maintain his duties as head of talent, like of the, what
creative
is it?
Side
creative talent.
Yeah, that's what corporate does. They're like, well, you're fired, but not really. Get back over there and like hide in the shadows. You're still got your job and we'll still pay you, but like, we can't tell anyone.
So, yeah, there's a big investigation underway and all sorts of whatnot. I guess, you know, we don't know all the details and we may never know all the details, but it's a pretty messy situation that basically, like I said, it doesn't surprise me. Like, it was bound to happen eventually, right?
You know what's truly fascinating about all of this is that WWE stocks over the last 6 months have been rising, skyrocketing, honestly. They've jumped $20 over the last 6 months, and then here within this week has tanked out $6 worth of stock shares. So, like, it's interesting that I thought he would bottom out their stocks by having this news, but who knows? I guess they'll survive. Next up. Oh, go ahead, TJ.
I was about to say, he was apparently on SmackDown. I wonder if the lawyers basically said, don't say anything.
And he didn't. He just welcomed everyone to Minnesota and walked out. Speaking of things that I will probably walk out of, the Joker sequel is maybe a musical starring Lady Gaga as Harley Quinzel. Boys.
I'm just going to go ahead and stop you right there and say no. She can sing, but like.
Did.
TJ, take it.
Does the Joker need a sequel?
No!
Because, like, as a standalone movie, it was great. And what better way to ruin a movie than to make a damn sequel? And one that probably sounds like it could suck.
It will most definitely suck.
I mean, a musical. Okay, that would be the most Joker thing I guess you could do, is make it a musical. But at the same time, is where do you really go from there?
You can't. Why would you risk all credibility? Like, it's like the Joker, he dances down the stairs, and it's like, it's a great day to die for the Federation. I don't.
Were you going to say for the Federation?
I was, because I was quoting the Stargate, Starship Troopers. Right. Kids, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen to me right now. Any sci-fi thing that was not worth its weight in salt that has decided to reprise itself as a musical should not be trusted. And that's what I feel about this. It should not be trusted. Like, well, No!
If you keep straining like that, you're going to give yourself hemorrhoids, Jared.
I just did. Also, I shit in my chair.
I think we'll all collectively have hemorrhoids and shit our chair should they actually make a Joker sequel that is a musical. Now, I may sound uncouth, I may sound Neanderthal-like, I may sound awful for saying this, I don't care for musicals. I don't want to watch a musical. I don't want to sit 2 hours into a musical. Not my cup of tea. Not what I want. When I think of the Joker, I don't think, I bet that son of a bitch can sing. And when I look at the universe of Gotham, I don't sit there and think, you know what? This would be better. This dark environment full of corruption and crime. If we let everyone have a musical number. You know, I think I need the people, the miscreants of Gotham, to rise up, band together, and sing something from freaking Les Miserables, The Miserable. I feel like, why not? Let's do that. That'll be exciting. I don't know. I'm not going to give this a fair shake. If this is legitimately a musical, I will hate on this until I turn blue in the face and pass out in the gutter where Joker should have been also, because I think he was killed in the first movie. I don't know. You can argue about how it was ending, how the ending went, but listen, this is poop. This is a poop idea.
Have you ever seen the wolf cry to the blue for moon? Or asked Gurning Bobcat what he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Did you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Well, you know, maybe now he will legitimately ask, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? And then he will legitimately dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
I just got a vision of a guy with a fiddle. And like Joker.
This is a bad idea. But listen, Todd Phillips, the guy that brought us The Hangover 1 through 4, or however many there have been, is going to sit there and think, all these people hate this, I'm going to do it. Because Philip Seymour Hoffman just likes to dick with people and feels like he's, oh, this is a high concept, y'all are, if you don't like it, you're trash. It's how I now visualize him. The guy that put himself in his own movies as the dude getting a blowjob in the elevator. That's right. The director of the Hangover movies that directed the Joker is the guy with the curly hair in the elevator getting a blowjob.
I keep harking it back to it. Like, you ever seen the devil dance in the pale moonlight? And then Charlie Daniels busting, and then like Joker doing the it dance kind of. TJ? Hang on.
TJ, are you visualizing?
I'm going to leave the tables. Evil table. Fuck.
There we go. We're all in one.
One and one. How about them Razorbacks?
Everyone gets one. They play tomorrow. Everyone gets one. But listen, this is dumb. I think we all agree it's dumb. This is a bad idea.
Yes.
And this has been Rage You Nerds. there's one more topic, but it's the boys.
Topic.
And
or there's topic or topic.
Todd pick.
Topic.
There's one more.
Topic. I know
one more.
Todd pick.
There's one more Todd pick. Well, actually, there's two more Todd picks. One's Transformers, and I know you guys don't care. And the other one's Morbius, but the boys making fun of it, which is honestly really good. But what I'll say is once yet again, I come asking you, Jared, in Bernie Sanders attire, please watch The Boys. Please watch The Boys. Like, just go watch it, man. Go watch it. I know. You don't even have to get into season. You don't even have to get into the most recent season. Just watch the first two seasons.
Can we end on Jared's Marvel Minute?
Oh, shit, yeah. TJ, do you have anything else you want to add before we let Grandpa Crazy Train go off the rails?
Take it away, Grandpa.
Welcome! All right, so I don't have the music, so... Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da! Ba-da-da-da! It's Jared's Marvel Minute! Da-da! All right, Jared, have at it.
Right. So, finally, mostly, with the exception of the Internals and How Chi Man and the Incredible Rings.
And that concludes Jared's Marvel Minute.
Sorry, I got choked. Hang on.
TJ.
I'm trying to catch my breath.
I'm not touching that. Sorry.
I was gonna make a dick joke, but I can't get to it.
Didn't even make it a minute into your Marvel Minute, Jared! Come on!
And this has been Jared's Marvel Minute.
Alright.
I'm done.
You want to try again?
Nope.
Alright.
Done.
This has been Jared's Marvel Minute. Something about Creed and Nickelback. Marvel's Jared's Minute thing. All right, that's a good theme song. We should record that. We should record that. That should be a thing.
I really got choked.
All right, well, any closing thoughts from anyone? I'll be damned. I'll admit, Jared, that's by far my favorite Marvel Minute. Oh, it's gonna kill. It's gonna kill on the audio podcast. Oh shit. Usually we cut off the stream and do this recording, but you guys are getting a peek tonight, behind the
Let's beat Jared Voorhees down.
Well, to be fair, we thought you were gonna
Ho Chi Minh and the Ten Rings.
Yeah. Goddamn.
I was just like, okay.
What's Shang-Chi? Chung-Li? I don't know.
Shang-Chi.
You know, maybe next week I'll leave that one out and be like, I watched the Eternals. Ha ha.
I like, and Jared, this isn't me trying to kick you while you're down. I do like when you said Eternals originally, it sounded like you said internals. And I was like, all right. I like where this is going. Oh, boy. This is why I chose to do the trailers in the beginning.
That's probably a good
idea. Because at this point, we're all just nonsensory ass clowns. And it just, it shows on the YouTube.
I'm hoping that'll get us more followers, and then we're like,
you gained us one enemy. It did. Hey, no, it did. Beavis and Butthead actually got us a follower, and a guy that was commenting. So hey, Beavis and Butthead. I wasn't expecting much from the Beavis and Butthead trailer reaction. If we're just being honest,
I didn't think that was gonna go anywhere.
I didn't either, but we gained one follower from it. Maybe two, for sure one. Boys, we have 203 followers or subscribers on YouTube. That's a big deal. We've basically doubled in the time that we've been doing this as a trio.
Yeah, we're only 797 away.
But still, I'm impressed. I mean, I had the YouTube channel up for a long time before y'all boys, like almost a year and a half before you guys joined. And
you've brought us up,
boys. You're pumping up the numbers. So keep pissing everyone off, keep getting things wrong, keep saying the exact opposite of what you mean, and keep confusing words, because something's working. TJ, keep being stoic and saying yes. and questioning.
Include yes. By the way, TJ, you're
There's some TJ's frozen screenshots that may have got audio recordings. All right. God. Whoever was watching this, we love you. Have a good night. Try not to hold this against us.
Just went over here, bit a ding dang dong propane tank.
The ending!